So comedy's great.
That's tight. So you didn't, I mean, were you bombing or were you having a good set?
No, I wasn't bombing. Everything was fine.
You just didn't like them.
Yeah, they were talkative, super white trash. Mm-hmm. And like while I was on stage just talking, he was just like, how about Pennsylvania football? I was like, what? And he's like, football in Pennsylvania.
What about it, bro?
Exactly. Like there were people asking me fucking questions during my set, like just talking. It's crazy. God. It was so that sucked.
It's a usual sign of low intelligence. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's like...
people that want to interact with this the person on stage with just a question that you're thinking. That means that was rattling around that guy's brain for probably like 5 minutes.
He could have been waiting all night. He probably was like, I'm going to go to the comedy show, ask the guy about football in Pennsylvania. You just so happened to be from Pennsylvania.
Just whistling while he was driving. This is going to be good. This is going to be a good night.
It's funny to think of people who are so dumb they go into a comedy show and they're like, I guess I'll just ask him a question. I don't really know what to do right now.
I mean, can you imagine asking somebody a question while they're talking on stage?
No.
Outside of heckling. Like
it's one thing to be like, you fucking suck. Like, I get that. But sure, to be like, what's up with football? There's a lot of people who think that they're helping out comedians by
every single one of them.
I've had family members before be like, who like heckle horribly during shows. And like, yeah, but dude, he riffed off and I kind of helped him out there. And it's like, you don't have to do that.
No, you didn't. Don't fucking heckle like that.
Yeah.
You're a fucking dipshit.
Yeah, dude, it was
but
so
if
funny.
If somebody thinks you suck and they're like, yo, you fucking suck,
that's
hilarious.
Fair, yeah.
You can't gotta give them that.
Exactly.
You gotta be like, yeah, well, fuck you, dude, you suck. Get him the fuck out of here.
I had an old boss who literally went to a comedy show. Like all week he was talking about it. He's like, I can't wait to heckle. And I'm like, dude, you're not supposed to heckle. And he was like, you're supposed to heckle, man. If you're good enough, you can get over it. And he was the helium open, like, and the one guy was on. He just put his head down. He was like, horrible.
Oh, your uncle did this?
That was some guy he used to work for.
Oh, shit.
Some other guy. He'd be like, terrible. And, dude, it was the whole time just being an asshole.
Holy
it was
shit.
So fucking
at the
funny.
Open mic?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was when the Iceman went up.
Iceman will bring it.
The Iceman went up.
I just saw a video he did.
He went up and did, like, joke book jokes.
You see that video he just released?
No.
He was, like, walking on the steps. And he stops and talks to the camera.
Really?
It's pretty sick.
Oh, you check that out.
Iceman's dropping some heat.
Yeah, definitely check out Ice Jokes, dude. That's a sick fucking plug.
Ice jokes are the best. I feel like this sucks.
No, it's good, dude. We're 22 minutes in.
All right. Let's take a break, though.
All right, let's take a B.
I apologize too much. I
never apologize.
I had a comic. Oh, I didn't even talk about this.
What?
Did I tell you a fucking comic tried to fight me after?
You told me about that.
Yeah.
Someone tried to punch you in the face.
I think he might have. He was
Why?
He was very small, so he like started attacking me, and I thought he was kidding. And then I felt him like.
I wonder what fueled his attack.
I could feel him start to get sturdy, and then I was like, "Oh shit, he's serious! Oh my god!"
What do you think fueled him?
I told him he sucked at comedy,
and that was full.
That was all it took. He was saying something about my pink dick. He was making fun of like something along the lines of not being able to fully satisfy my woman. Some sort of like dig like that about like I have a tiny white pink dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you fucking suck at comedy. Don't talk to me.
Where was
like
the whole genesis of this whole thing?
I don't know. He was hammered. We were both hammered, but
yeah.
He was really he was hammered enough to try to fight me.
And have you guys talked?
I called him that night making fun of him.
You haven't made up since though?
Yeah, we were fine.
Oh, you guys are fine
now?
Yeah,
totally. But
no rematch?
I mean, that would be a rough rematch for him. If someone, and Beezer said this after, it was funny. He's like, dude, if somebody's doing commentary on the fight while you're fighting them, it's not a good sign. Like, he was trying to hit me, and I was like, oh, shit, is he trying to hit me?
Oh, God, that's...
It was crazy.
I might do an investigative journalism, dude, and get to the source. I'm going to find out what happened, dude.
Of the fight?
I'm telling you exactly what happened.
I think, here's what happened. I leaned, like, he's a lot smaller than me, too. Like a fucking close to a foot shorter and definitely like 150 pounds short, like small, like 100 pounds.
Yeah,
like this was, violence was
he's
never,
a small dude,
should
yeah.
never have been on the agenda.
Unless, a ring and or a sling and a rock, he might have said a chance.
I know, that's what he needed. But I think he and I had been talking shit back and forth, but like friendly, as you do.
Yeah.
And then I took it too far by saying he would never be good at stand-up, and he sucked.
That's when he said you have a pink dick.
And no, he said that first.
Oh, okay.
But that was, I don't get offended enough to fight ever on shit like that. If someone's trying to bother me with words, I'm like...
You're not going
to
fight them, yeah.
I'll say something like, you're horrible at stand-up and you should quit.
Yeah.
Because I know that would hurt a lot.
That does hurt. That would
and
hurt.
And then he bucked at me. Like, he faked through a fist. And I was so hammered that I didn't react. And all I did was laugh at him after he did it. So, like, in the same motion of doing that, Like, he paused after I laughed at him, and then he just, like, grabbed me with both hands. Like, he was, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. He was losing his mind.
Jesus
Christ. And I was like, holy shit, is he serious? I wasn't even looking at him. I was looking at Wood. I was talking to my friend. I was like, is he serious right now?
And he was behind you actively trying to beat you up. He was trying to
fight me. And I was like, holy shit, he's serious.
Did he actually, like, crack you?
No, not at all.
So it was a punch
thrown? I literally don't think he could.
Was a punch thrown?
Yeah, but he wasn't close. Nothing hit me.
So he just chucked an air punch.
He was just, he was latched onto me. It was almost like hockey punches. Like, he was holding onto my shirt. So he was like going nuts.
Damn.
It was wild. And then he got carried out and threw another guy over a bush. And people were like fucking going nuts. And I was just standing there. I was like, what is going on?
He's on a fucking rampage.
He was on a rampage. So then I called him later and I was like, woo. You fucking bitch, dude.
Oh my God.
And he honestly goes, he was like, oh my God. He's like, I'm gonna kill you. Like, he was serious. He was like really threatening to murder me. He was like, oh my God, I'm gonna murder you, dude. I will murder you.
If you got murdered by
him. And then I was like, dude, why are you gonna murder me? What are you mad at?
I gotta dig into the story, dude.
I just told you
everything. I gotta get all the facts on the ground.
We should try to get
we gotta get him on
the
here.
Tape. The tape.
We gotta get him on here. That would be so funny. Oh, it'd be so fucking funny. I don't think. I mean, this was at a bar, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to fucking see that.
Because it's literally me just standing straight up, and he's like grabbing me and pulling me.
Oh my God!
And I was like, "Whoa, is he serious?" Yeah. So that was a bar. So then I did feel bad about that. I felt bad about that
for
you know, even being in that situation. That sucks. I like him. And I didn't want, I shouldn't have been that mean.
Well, you guys are enemies now.
No, we're fine. If I see him, I'm going to wrestle him.
Fucking, are you going to wrestle him?
I'll fuck him. I'll fuck with him.
He might just be luring you back in, dude.
He might murder me.
He's going to hit you with like some sort of cursed object.
Dude, he might murder me. But I did, so I had the anxiety of it. First off, what a fucking douche would be like, you suck at comedy. It's like, dude, I suck at comedy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's a shitty thing to say. That makes me look like a fucking dumb dickhead.
To say that,
so I felt bad about that. Say that about anybody.
Yeah,
unless I actually didn't like them,
because
I have done that. I don't feel as bad. Well, I was. That was another thing. There was on top of, so my friend tried to fight me, or did fight me technically. Then
you might have blacked out and called him the N-word, though.
No,
that's that play. Dude, that's that play.
Ridiculous. I would never do that. And that motherfucker Beezer came fucking running over him. He was like, what the fuck happened? Did Shane call him the N-word?
Oh.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. Because then, even though he was kidding, somebody overheard that and was like, I think Shane called him the N-word. It's like, dude, that's not what I said. He sucked at comedy and he fucking tried to fight me. That's it.
Oh my God.
But so that, I had the anxiety that sucks for the fight.
That happened. That rumor started, and instantly people were like, write down the rumor mill, but Shane said the N-word. And people were probably like, fine. They probably have a doomsday clock when you publicly say the N-word. It's happened.
Listen, dude, I'm coming to some fucking Indian casino in a few weeks.
Damn, dude.
February 17th. But what's weird about that is, oh yeah, in Boston, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. So if, not that anybody here listens to this from Boston.
No, they might.
You never fucking know.
Maybe two.
Yeah, they'll be hyped. But I got an email from this casino, because it's a lot of money, and they like make you fill out all this shit, which is crazy to fly to Oklahoma for one show.
But the
just one show. But money's it's right. Good money.
Yeah.
But I was reading like the contract, because I had my sister. I had my sister fill it out. Because I don't, you know, I'm not going to, I'm not going to print and scan.
You're an artist, bro.
But she was reading the contract to me, and it was like, you're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to have a beer, an onstage or an hour before the show, or money will be taken. But then it got weird, like no vulgar or obscene acts it's real shady shit. Like, as far as what you can say.
Oh, it's just super, if like, it's vague. Like,
don't be obscene or vulgar.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm fuck? Definitely, this is comedy.
Who's the headliner?
Soder.
Yeah, I mean,
and like, he's kind of dirty.
Yeah,
he's not. He ain't no bitch.
I think they just put that in there to protect themselves. So if someone does complain,
if somebody jerks off on stage,
true.
Well, whatever. If you that's think the he's case,
gonna fucking jerk off,
I'm going to Oklahoma and not making any money.
I doubt if I have to
do
it,
like
dude.
A half hour clean.
They're gonna pay you
real clean.
You don't have to, don't get in your head about
that. I can't even do a half hour. I can't even do this.
Do you text him about it and ask exactly like what that entails? Fuck it.
No, I'm not going to make a stink about it. There's no way that's real.
If there's one way to take the wind out of my sails, it's like right before I go on, like, oh, try to keep it, you know.
Be clean.
A little clean.
Oh.
Because it's like, what the fuck does that entail? And then you're clean, and then the headliner comes out and is dirty, and you're like, I didn't have to be clean.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than that, dude. That's literally the worst thing.
Being told to be clean at a comedy show fucking sucks.
It's literally kills me, dude.
As a host, when people are, I would host sometimes and they'd just be like, no, just don't swear.
Yeah.
Nothing dirty.
Well, then you're in your head the whole time.
Nothing like, dirty, no cursing, and it's just like, what the fuck?
I did an Armenian church, dude, and I said the word booty, and it came off my lips, and I was just like, and a bunch of fucking weird Armenians were looking at me, and I was just like,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to bring up this magician you guys are going to fucking love. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we talked about that because the first time I did Magoobies, the host, he was like, I mean, it was like the first time I met him, the manager, and he was like, yeah, just keep it clean as the host. Don't swear as much. So I was like, instead of ass, I said butt.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen hosts drop that. And it's just really? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, comics drop that all the time. Bad comics say the N-word. On stage.
I never seen a host fucking rip that. Have.
And not like hard, but I'm saying like quoting or saying like.
Yeah, I hear
you. I've seen it a couple times. Ripped. Damn, where it's dude. Just like, that guy just say the N-word?
I mean, that's like.
And I've seen people get away with it.
It is always awkward. Because saying it
in a, like quoting someone or doing an impersonation of a black person.
That's true.
With an A ending.
Yeah, that's definitely the punchline before the joke when they're like, how can I say this? And they're like, all right, perfect.
How about Puerto Ricans can say it? I see Hispanics get away with it.
Certain Southeastern Asians.
Really?
Certain, if you're gully enough, like if you're like a white guy from like Kensington.
Yeah.
It's all about how it comes off your tongue. There's some guys who say it and it's like, damn, you've been saying that forever, dude.
It's like when we had Satoyo on here. He's black, and when he says it, I'm like, whoa, you shouldn't be saying that, dude.
It's true. How it comes off the tongue, man, is kind of weird. So I know white guys who would say it, and I'd be like, that seemed kind of normal. So they did pretty good with that. To where, like, if I try to slip that in a casual conversation, it would just, everyone on a bus would be like, yo, bro, what the fuck is that?
What bus? Would you happen to be on a bus in Birmingham?
Mega bus. What's
dropping
the bus in
the N-word?
What bus is that?
I don't know, dude. You tell me.
I literally have no idea.
A little Rosa Parks action?
Why would I do that?
Is that what you're doing on those buses?
Why would I
do
that?
You said the N-word on buses.
Wow, here it comes, dude. Oozing out, man.
Woo! Ooh! Damn, dude, this is a throwback alt-right Nazi cast.
This is Nazi, dude. All I've been doing
is I can't believe you're a Nazi now.
I'm not a Nazi. I've just been speaking the truth,
dude. You fucking Nazi pig, bitch.
You fucking asshole.
Oh, my God.
We're going to purify your heart, dude.
My heart is as pure as it gets.
Yeah. Pure white, dude. Pure as a driven snow.
Matt's racist.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he is.
This cast is over.
Sorry.
This is our State of the Union, dude. Stitched them on, dude. They're fucking, they're taking flight.
That's Mother Nature, World Star, and the other black ladies ripping weaves out.
That's getting smacked the fuck out.
With your fake ass weave.
I saw.
Nor'easter.
I saw the other day a pile of, a whole outfit, and then a spilled can of purple paint and then purple footprints running away. And I was like, what the fuck happened here? It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
They thought it was purple drank, dude.
I don't know what it was, dude. It was literally a purple paint can tipped over and then purple footprints running away from just like a dissolved outfit. And I was just like, dude, this, like, what could have possibly fucking happened?
That's great.
It was insane.
That's really great.
It was so fucking funny to see. I took a picture of it.
Yeah, that's, I got confronted for my onstage behavior this week.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy.
I wouldn't be either.
I got confronted by a fellow comedian about
a fellow pursuing
my
dark
choice
arts.
Of words on stage. But it was funny because it's like that guy only sees me do open mics.
Yeah.
So it's like at an open mic, I'm going to be a little more aggressive than I am.
And you fuck around, basically.
I fuck around, yeah. And then that's another thing because it's like, what? Because I've had other comics be like, why do you always just fuck around up there? It's like, because that helps.
Yeah.
It's like being able to fuck around on stage is pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's true.
As soon as I said it, I was like, yeah, maybe I don't feel like
I mean, it's
dragging this up. Because he and I, we talked since and we're fine.
That is an annoying thing. I mean, he know if someone came up and did the same thing to him, he'd be like, fuck off.
Well, that's what I said to him. I was like, dude, just try to imagine a scenario where I approach you about your material. It would never happen.
Yeah.
But it was funny. He was saying he couldn't get into festivals and clubs because he was gay.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, there's no, you, it's unbelievable how backwards you have that.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you don't get into stuff like that because of your material. And I was like,
how can the two? Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, kind of. But that doesn't mean my material is bad.
Yeah.
It just means festivals aren't looking for straight white guys talking about the truth in America.
True.
And how much blue lives matter.
True that, dude. They're not looking for, there's no one. There's no one be like, you know what we need?
It's like, well, we have 7 Indian guys out of 20 comics.
Although,
possible.
Dude, I mean, if I was a whatever the fuck you want to call it, like comedian manager, network manager, it's like, and not to compare your stuff obviously with Larry the Cable Guy, but like think about the Larry the Cable Guy demographic and how hard he fucking killed it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, check this. If you could come up with, like, I mean, what you have is funny comedy that's not like super liberal washed. If you unleash that shit, it would fucking murder,
that
dude.
Fucking Harrisburg
it's
show
just,
I did.
I don't know. I think after a while, someone is going to put two and two together and just be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Just right now, everyone's.
Hopefully.
I think so. Everyone but, right now is just kind of like.
What was funny is he cited this comedy festival, the DC Comedy Festival. He's like, I didn't even get into that. Or he was like, I didn't get into that. And I was like, you think it's because you're gay? And he was like, did you apply? I was like, no, I don't really apply to festivals anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not getting into them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, that comedy festival reached out to me. It was like, would you headline? I was like, yes, dude. I almost screenshotted it and sent it to him. Be like, look what my material got me.
Oh, my God.
They reached out to me and are paying me.
That's fucking hilarious.
I didn't pay to not get into it.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, I think over time, the more you just, if you just keep killing it, it's like people have to be like, yeah, fuck, fine. It's just network stuff, man. With the
networking and comedy.
Yeah.
Fucking brutal.
There's that, and they're just like, you know, if anything big comes about, there's an army of people to be like, you know what he said one time?
No, oh,
he said
God. That's like, why, dude, we've got a red button on this podcast, dude. If I get anything.
I have it all backed up.
It's fucking gone.
I have it all backed up. I'm backing it all up on my old computer.
Enjoy the podcast while it lasts, because
exactly.
I'm hitting the eject button quick on this
thing.
Oh,
yeah, dude. This thing will fucking smolder in the
ruins.
I'll
burn this thing. I don't give a fuck, dude.
No, I'm going to save it all on my computer and just have it.
Good.
And then just kind of start doing everything.
Just blackmail me in 20 years?
No doubt, dude. No fucking doubt. I'm going to come up with sexual assault allegations and
you
be like.
You've got a good case.
I've got my dick grabbed. Hell yeah. I thought about this today.
I've grabbed your dick a couple times.
I was actually waiting for the first, like, lacrosse team bro dick grab that, like, gets into Me Too realm. Where he's like, he grabbed my dick and thought it was a joke and it wasn't funny.
I did Warm Daddies last week.
Did you?
And Warm Daddies is a black club in Philly. All black people.
Mm-hmm.
I go on and I closed with 69 Your Dad. I was having a good set.
I saw that bit.
And I did it, and like I know not to do that at black clubs.
Why do you think that doesn't work at black clubs?
Sucking your dad's dick? That's a very white person sense of humor. It's a very weird white guy sense of humor.
Did you, like, halfway through think maybe you could pull back on it and get out of it?
Like, no. But right when I started it, I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I fucked this up. And, like, I had him laughing, dude. It was all older black, like, it's like old black ladies and shit.
Oh,
and they were like, yeah, this is funny. And then right when I went into it, I was like, oh, shit, I'm definitely losing him. And hard silence.
Oh, my God.
Hard silence.
These were old black dudes?
It was, I mean, it's a Warm Daddy's club. It's like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's like older black people for the most part. Like,
it's like a jazz club.
Fucking grown and sexy, dude.
Yeah, that's true. They're grown and sexy.
Grown and sexy.
40 is the new 50, dude. I got you.
But it was funny because Skeet was in the back. And right when I started the joke, he leaned over to his friend and was like, yo, this closer is a fucking sick joke. I've heard this. He thought I was telling a different joke. He said right when I said it, he was like, nah, man, I ain't with that shit. He's like, I don't fucks with that shit, dude. Suck your dad's dick. Fuck that shit. He's like, man, I vouched for you to somebody right before you said it.
Oh, dude. That's
it was, also, Buck Wild was hosting. And dude,
oh, he's the worst.
He really
Buck like, Wild?
Buck Wild, dude.
Not the Buck Wild, man. From the radio. There's two.
There's Buck Wild, the comic, who...
And there's Buck Wild 215.
Who is funny, and he did have a funny-ass fucking part. There was this girl, this black chick in the front row with an old white dude, which was real weird.
Yeah.
She was like a young, hot black chick.
Did she?
With an old white professor.
Did he allude to the fact that, like, he was a client or something?
No, which no one did.
Really?
Actually, what was weird was every black person in there was pretty cool with that. They were like, man, you guys doing your thing. It ain't my business. Like, if that was white people, it'd be like, what is he doing with that prostitute?
Yeah.
But, like, the black crowd was like, hey, that's how, you know, making money, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've seen that before where they do that.
It's like, I ain't knocking your hustle. Just, you know, don't be surprised. But, he started making fun of the white guy for being old and white. And then she took offense to it and was, like, stood up and, like, walked up to the stage and was like, fuck you, motherfucker. And he's like, she's like, I'm from Trenton or wherever. And he's like, I can tell your ass is from Trenton with that dusty ass fucking skirt you wearing, you nasty bitch. And it was like, holy shit. And he was like, I'm not fucking scared of no bitch, dude. He's like, I'll fuck you up. Like, it was crazy. And then he's like, and your next comic. Dude, I've seen him do that twice. The last time I was there, he brought me up after being like, anybody here been to jail? And like three people were like, yes. And he was like, man, you probably got fucking raped in prison. Anyway, your next comic. Dude, don't bring me out on that. It's a terrible joke. Then I got on. I was like, Buck Wild's pretty fucking scary, dude. That guy, I don't fuck with that guy at all. Like, he's actually scary.
He's like a big fucking meat muscle.
And the crowd was like, what's scary about him? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's terrifying.
Yeah, follow his Instagram.
Yeah, he just challenged a lady to a fight.
Yeah. Like, he follows Instagram. Damn. It's nothing but him in the strip club the whole time. Anyone who spends more than 5 hours a week in a strip club is scary. Rule of thumb. It's like, dude, you don't those kind of hours in.
But he's a beast.
Yeah.
He's, like, literally intimidating.
Yeah. Well, he is a little bit of a moonwalker situation where there's a Buck Wild who's a comedian who's on the radio.
Yeah, yeah,
starring Buck Wild. And I remember I met him, and I was like, holy shit, that's Buck Wild from the radio. Another comedian was like, nah, dude, that's just Buck Wild, too.
Also, I'm pretty sure Buck Wild, the local the guy from Warm Dads, is pretty racist. Like, I don't think he fucks with white guys at all.
No, I don't think so.
Like, I've said what's up to him a bunch, and he's always very dismissive.
Yeah, there's him, and there's another guy. There's the...
Yes, dude, I know the other guy, too. There's one guy
that definitely I'm talking about?
He fucking hates white guys.
The prince of comedy.
Yes. There's a couple of these guys, and he's like, they're like black Muslims.
Yeah, man.
That are like, I've been to jail, and they come out, and like... Because you can do stand-up in Philly and other cities where it's just black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no... Mm-hmm. There's like two different comedy worlds, especially in Philly.
Yeah.
And they don't ever have to deal with white dudes, so when they do, they're like, real fucking like...
Well, they're
just like, what are you doing here?
But then you do well, and then it's like, I heard this one time I would go with this one promoter, and I would do shows that are mostly black, and the other guy, the Prince, dude, that was like his credit, the Prince of Comedy, and fucking, he, after like the fourth time doing well, it's, yo, man, I'm seeing you, you're doing pretty well, and it's like, dude, you bomb every time I'm here, I watch you bomb for fucking 30 minutes.
That's another thing that's, but yeah, it's fun. It's fun to go down there and
do those rooms. Dude. That is fun.
I had some cornbread afterwards. That was like the best fucking food I've ever had in my life. I had wings and cornbread.
What do these dudes say to you about sucking your dad's dick? They're like, oh,
it worked. I got it. I eventually started making people laugh with like the fucking white New Balances.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You got to come in your dad's mouth. Once I saw it wasn't working, I was like, fuck it. I'm just riding it.
Yeah.
And but then I got off in Toure. Toure, he's like, what, 6'8"?
Yeah.
He's also fucking intimidating.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He's super, super nice. But it's also like, I want him to fucking like me.
Yeah.
So when I got off stage, he was like, fucking New Balances, motherfucker. And like, gave me a high five. I was like, all right, fuck yeah. Nice.
He's so nice. I remember I like bombed one time. Right? It was just like an okay set. And I just didn't like it. And I got off. He's like, man, he's going to have a TV special. And I was like, what a nice thing to say. You don't have to say that. I'm like, no, I'm not.
I bombed once and he was like, y'all making it hard up here, man. My man just bombed. I was like, I didn't think I did that bad.
Yeah, it's annoying because then he comes out and like anything he says, he crushes. It's like always, it's like a Wednesday night and there's somehow like 200 fucking people in there.
Yeah.
And he just crushes.
Oh, it was packed. Warm Daddy's packed every Wednesday.
Yeah.
The one time they held this against me slightly is I was supposed to open, I was going to open on a Wednesday night and then Helium, I was offered money. Yeah. To open there. So I was like, I texted Toure. I was like, I can't do it. I got to get some money. And then it was fucking Kevin Hart headlining at Warm Daddy's.
Oh, no.
So since then, it's been kind of a fucking like, you fucking idiot. That's what you get.
Hey, man.
Ditching us.
Yeah.
It's like, why wouldn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you fucking tell me?
That was a loyalty test, dude.
It was.
You failed.
I didn't go back to Warm Daddy's for a year.
I wouldn't be able to show my face
for a while. It was pretty embarrassing. Yeah. Missed Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah.
He'll be back around. You might get Monique, dude. Second time.
I got fucking Miss Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Pat just hit me up.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
You know who Miss Pat is?
Yeah, I like just heard her on like a few podcasts, but I actually never saw her stand up.
She's funny.
She is funny. She's a wild fucking tale.
I'm going out to Indianapolis April 1st.
With Miss Pat?
Well, I don't even know if it's with Miss Pat. Somebody, a booker in Indy, just asked her. Definitely they were just like, who's a funny white guy?
Sweet.
For a black club.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm bringing 69 Your Dad out to Indy.
Yes, dude. Nice.
Yeah, there's two things at a black club you can't talk about. Gay shit and making fun of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Black women tend to fucking turn on you real quick.
Yeah, there's that. There's a weird connection between black people and old white people. That, like, they're similar topics. Like, you can't fuck around with a lot of gay shit at, like, old white people clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, if you, like, refute
religion. Well, it's just conservative values.
True.
Now that we broke it down, we figured it out.
Conservative values, yeah.
True that.
But,
yeah, it is kind of weird to me sometimes when there's, like, an older... I guess I kind of get it, but when they hear something, like, super shocking or super, like, offensive and they're, like, so shocked by it, it's like, you've, like, seen so much.
Oh,
like,
I know. That shouldn't be crazy to you. Yeah, that always confuses me. It's like an old person getting offended by things. It's like, dude, you've had, like, wives die.
Right.
And kids die. Like, all this shit. It's like, you should know that a joke isn't...
Yeah, I wonder, though. But it's like, I was thinking about this the other day, how, like, we don't get shocked that easily. You know, people who are 30 years old, it takes a lot to shock us. Where, like, a 7-year-old, if you hit them with something, like, 69 and their dad, they're just like, first of all, their dad's been long dead.
Yeah.
Might have died in the war. Now he's saying about his dad in World War II and then like sucking his dad's dick in a trench. And he's like, oh, God, no. Whereas, like, I'm like, dude, I'm not, when I'm like 60, the shit on TV that like it's going to take to shock me is going to have to be just out of this world.